Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Today's daf will be for Zechus for Shlema for Shoshana Elka Bas Etel Dina, going through a brain surgery today for the next number of hours. Shere for Shlema. Okay, Kuf Yud Gimel, the very top. The Gemara says Tani Idach. The Gemara is going to the same discussion of Hasavas Habal, Hasavas Haben, of transferring over the Yerusha from one Mate, one Shevet, to another Shevet, that Isser. I wasn't here yesterday, so thank you to Adam. But there's just an interesting Rashba I mentioned from yesterday, which I didn't get a chance to say, is that this Isser was an Isser only the Zaman. It was only an Isser that took place in the Midbar, not beyond that. Rashbam says that there was Malkus for such an Isser back then. Now, according to the Rambam, there would not be any Malkus, because the Rambam holds the only mitzvahs that get counted as a mitzvah and that gets punishments are mitzvahs that were ledoros. That's one of the requirements he has for being considered an aseh or a los aseh. Since this was not a mitzvah ledoros, the Rambam would hold there would not have been malchus as opposed to the Rashbam. So now, continuing on this discussion, the Gemara says on the top of Kuf Yud Gimel, Tani Idach, the Braisa says, quotes the pasuk we should be familiar with right now. We saw a couple of times already. Below Sisav Nachla Mimate Lamate. So Acher, don't have the Yerusha pass from one tribe to another tribe. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, the Besavas Habal Hakasim Medaber. It's referring to passing over the wife who had Yerusha from her family. If she dies, she passed over to her husband who comes from another Shevet. That would be an Isser. So the Gemara says, Ata Omer Besavas Habal. You think it's referring to passing over the Yerusha through a husband. O'enu Ella Besavas Haben. Maybe it's referring to her son. Her son who's going to obviously be the same Shevet as her own husband. But maybe it's referring to if there's no husband and the mother dies, it goes to the son. Maybe that's what this pasuk is describing. So the Gemara says Kishu Omer when it says another pasuk Lo Sisov Nachla Livnei Yisrael Mimata El Mata. Harei Hasevus Haben Omer. That pasuk is referring to Hasevus Haben. So that tells us that this first pasuk is referring to Hasevus Habal. So Ha Ma Ni Mekayim Lo Sisov Nachla Mimata El Mata. So what's that coming to tell? Acher. What's it coming to describe? It's coming to describe Hasevus Habal Hakosuv Medaber. So everybody agrees it's an Isser to the Baal, Isser to the Ben. The question is which Psukim or why the Psukim are referring to which ones. So the Gemara asks a question now. The Chuli Alma Mias Mimata Lamata Acher Besebas HaBaal HaKosim Medaber. Everybody agrees. Today's Braisa we just learned. Yesterday's Braisa. Both agree that this possible Sisav Nachla Mimata Lamata Acher is definitely referring to the Hesebas HaBaal. That's the direction it's going. And everybody agrees to that. So my Mashma Simon. My mash, what's going on here? To look at Rashbam for an explanation here. Rashbam says it's around halfway down the narrow lines. He says, my mashma, l'tanakama, kabayle. This question to the Tanakama, that was yesterday's brisa, that mi debishma l'braisa, brisa, the second brisa, the one we just brought today, kro kama svirle, besebes haben. The first pasuk is referring to besebes haben. Mishum dekar of the imo tfei mibal. Since the son is closer to the mother, and the husband's closest to her wife, his wife. So the first pasuk, which describes the pasuk, which describes the kirva, that's definitely referring to the Hasevus HaBaal. And therefore, through Ayasar Mimata Lamata Acher, this is an extra pasuk, the Hasevus HaBaal. Just because it's extra, that's how we know that the second pasuk is Hasevus HaBaal, because it's extra. V'lami Mashmusa, not because of any indication within the pasuk itself, Moki Lahachi. Elam Yisura, just from a superfluous pasuk. Ella, the question is to the Tanakhama that we saw yesterday, Damar, Dehai, this pasuk of Mimata Lamata Acher is Pshitale de Besevas HaBaal Mari. The Bryce yesterday assumed that's a Dover pasuk, that this pasuk of Mimata Lamata Acher is definitely referring to the husband. Where's any indication of a husband in this pasuk? That's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says Simon. So unclear what the word Simon is. I don't know if you have the Hagos Vitzunim in your Gemaras. On the bottom right, I've got a Hagos Vitzunim right below my Psukim. And they quote, what does Simon mean? So according to one pshat, Simon's a name of an Amora. So Simon is about to tell us something. But then they quote another opinion that really, it's Rosh HaTevas. It really should be Amam, Aleph, Yud, Mem, Mem. And it's supposed to be a Simon, a mnemonic. We have oftentimes the Gemara as a Simon. It's supposed to be Amon is a Simon of the next few psukim we're about to read. So, okay. So the Gemara says, my mashma, again, what's the implication in this pasuk of the Mata Lamata Acher is referring to a husband? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila Amar Kra Ish. The pasuk says Ish. Now the pasuk, I'm reading the pasuk again on the side here. Lo Sisov Nachla, don't pass the Nachla Mimata Lamata Acher, Ki Ish B'Nachlasov. Ish is a husband. So that's why that pasuk is referring to the Hasevas HaBaal, very pasuk. Gemara says, wait a second. Tevayu ish ksibu. The other pasuk also says, when it says v'lo sis of nachal levnei Yisrael mimata l'mata, it also says ki ish, the very next pasuk. So they both say ish. So why is one more about the husband than the other? So Gemara asks, answers, Ella comes along Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Kra Yidbeku. You know, Yidbeku is, of course, a reference to Parshas Bereishis, but Davak B'Ishto, Dveikus is only by husband and wife. So since it says Yidbeku by the first pasuk, that talus is referring to the Hasevas Abal. So Gemara says, what did Tarvayu Yidbeku Ksibu? Look at the Psukim. It says Yidbeku Matos B'nei Yisrael in the first pasuk, and then it says Yidbeku B'nei Yisrael in the second pasuk. So there's no difference. They both say Yidbeku, Davak B'Ishto. So El Amar Rava, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Yidbeku Matos, it says. Yidbeku, don't connect to Matos. So that is the answer. You can only connect to Matos when there is a Davak B'Ishto, when there's a husband and wife. And that's the Mashmal, so that first pasuk gets referring to Hasevas Habal. And then Rav Ashi suggests Amar, because Amar Kala Pasuk says, Mimati Lamata Acher Uben Lav Acherhu. That first Pasuk says, Lo Sisav Nachla Mimati Lamata Acher, not to somebody else. Now, if it's Asevas Haba'a Ben, the son and mother are very much connected. Rashbam quotes that line of that Kara de Avuha, he says Kara de Ima. I quoted that Gemara in Erevin the first time that when it comes to the halachas of Erevin. If the husband, the father dies, so the son's able to continue that Erev. You don't have to make a new Erev because the Gemara says, Ben Karua Davua. The Ben is the Yerech, the thigh, the leg of a father. So Rashbam invokes the same thing by the mother. Well, the Gemara doesn't say that though. He says that if you look at that very first wide line down in Rashbam, it's in the middle of a Rashbam. He says, and then halfway down that first wide line, he says, the Yoresh Kira De'emahu. The Yoresh, the son, is like the leg of the mother. So you can't call the Ben an Acher, another a third party, a distant relative. A husband is. He's an Acher who they got married, but he's more of an Acher than a son is to their mother. So that's why we know that this pasuk is referring to the husband. Again, it says, Mimati Lamate Acher. That's the Hasevas Habal. So the two psukim, two explanations as to why we know this pasuk is referring to the husband as opposed to Hasevas Haben. Fascinating Tosas on top here. Tosas writes, Tervayu nam yidbeku ksibu. Gemara says it says ish. The Gemara answers, they both say ish. Gemara says it says yidbeku. They both say yidbeku. So ask Tosas, pamaim pamim, many times, shelo hayu bekin bepsukim. The Amoraim here were not Bekim, they're not experts in Psukim.
I asked, because we learned, to me, what was the whole Havimina? You know, that was really, we say yesterday with Adam. It's so obvious that it says he's Bekun twice.
Oh, you did it yesterday, this first Brisa.
We got till this point.
Okay. So he says, V'chein matzinu b'sof shor shenaga chasaparo. V'pnei ma lo nemar b'dibros harishonos tov. The first Luchos doesn't say the word tov, but the second one says tov, l'man nitav l'cha, it says by Kibrat Ve'im. So why not? Which, by the way, is a big thing. The Medrash says that the first Luchos was to make a ksuba between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai, so every letter had to be there. So the first Luchos is missing a letter test. So it was a pasuk ksuba. So they say in the Medrash, Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai were never married because it was a pasuk ksuba, so there's no need for a divorce. But the second Luchos had every letter, even a test. So that test is found in the word Tov. So the Gemara asks, so why does it say Tov in the second Luchos, not the first Luchos? So he says, Amarle, Ad Shata Shoalenu Fechule, Shinio De Em Nemar Ben Tov Olav. Before you ask me why, ask me if. I don't even know if it says Tov in the first or the second Luchos. So you see clearly that they were not Bekim in Psukim. So he goes on to explain what's going on here exactly, but that's a very interesting Tosfos.
Now, people would disagree with Tosfos.
Well, some say, how could you say that Amaram didn't know? Right. So what they say is, they some change of gears, it shouldn't say lo bikin, lo diktiku. They were not as precise, but of course they knew all the psukim. But there's another Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the first paragraph that talks about a case, I think it's Rabbi Abohu. Rabbi Abohu was once telling the Minim. They often had these debates with the various Abikorsim. Abikorsim love Tanakh. So the Gemara says there that so-and-so, this Rav, I forget who it was, is a huge Gaon B'Torah. So one time the Abikorsim came across him and started asking all these questions, and he didn't know the answers. They started beating him up. We heard you're a big God of a Torah, you don't know the answer. Rabbi Abohu comes along and says, what are you doing? I told you he's a God of a Torah. He says, yeah, but we asked him questions, he didn't know the answer. So what'd you ask him? About two Psukim. So you think he knows Psukim? He's a God of a Torah. I didn't say he knows Tanakh. So you want to ask Tanakh, ask me Tanakh questions. And he asked him questions in Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. Fine. So the Gemara says now halfway down the page. So Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Amar Rabbi, and Amata others say, Bei Mishmei Rabbi Yishu Ben Karcha. So before we go ahead, there's another interesting Tosos here. This happens to come up a few places in Shas. But who is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? Really, who is his father? So Tosos writes, Mateba Mishmei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Omer Ri, de Karcha hu Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is referred to Karcha. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is the son of Rabbi Akiva. Why Shaya Kareach? Rabbi Akiva was bald. Kedisa beperek basa de Becharos. The last perek tells us of Becharos. The Karim ben Azai. Ben Azai says, Kochachma Yisrael domim lefanai keklipas Hashem. Every town chacham is like the peel of a garlic. Nothing up against me, says Ben Azai. Chutz mina kareach hazeh. Except for that bald one. And who was that referring to? That was referring to Rabbi Akiva. V'hayala ben Shema Yeshua. And he's the son Yeshua. So we see from here that Rabbi Akiva was the Karcha of Yeshua ben Karcha was a son. Rabbi Yonatan has a whole long discussion. He's not very happy with this. Being called a baldy is not a compliment. Yeah. Based on the Gemara, we have an Elisha, and Elisha became... Exactly. They started calling him baldy, and two bears came out and killed, mauled these 50 children who were making fun of him, and Elisha got in trouble for this. So we see baldy is not a compliment. Benazai wouldn't be calling Rabbi Shuman Karcha, Rabbi Kiva, a baldy, as that such a way. And he goes on to explain, based on also the history and the timeline, it wouldn't make sense either with Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha and Rabbi Kiva. So he concludes that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, the father of some other person, but not Rabbi Akiva. Anyways, Gemara says as follows. Minayin lebal she'enu notel b'roi kibemuchzak. How do we know that the husband does not get roi kibemuchzak? This is a very important line to get familiar with. I'm not sure if we came across, maybe I think in the first parakeet came up, that Bechor doesn't get Roy Kibemuchzak. What it means is, Muchzak means if a person holds ownership to a property, that's Muchzak. Roy is something that he should be getting but hasn't yet received it yet. So just look for an example in the Rashbam. Rashbam, the first wide line at the end of the line says, Biroy, something that's potentially coming to him but he hasn't yet received it yet. Kigon Shemesa Isha. If a wife dies, let's say that Sarah dies, Vacharkach. Then afterwards, Sarah's father dies. So then, now she died before her father. Had she been alive, she would have been Yoresh as her father, but she didn't. She died first. So she's dead. Then afterwards, her husband dies. The question is Sarah's husband Avram, will he be Yoresh, his father-in-law? So the halacha is he can't, but since Sarah never had muchzakas on the father's property, he loses it. So a husband only gets muchzak, doesn't get roi, only gets things that she held on to, but not things that she would have gotten. It's no different than a bechor as well. The halach is a bechor. Nota pishnayim, the Gemara in the first parak says, we're going to see this at the end of the parak as well, that the bechor only takes pishnayim from muchzak below roi, only things that the father actually held on to. But things that the grandfather was alive still, that would have went to the father, but the father died first, that the bechor doesn't get double portion. So how does he know this? Gemara asks, Minayin lebal she'eino notel b'roi kibemuchzak. Shenamar, the Gemara says, quotes the pasuk, we saw the pasuk the other day, that the v'saguv holid as Yair, so skuv holid as Yair, he gave birth to Yair, had a child rather Yair, v'hilo esin v'shalosh arim ber tagilad, and he had 23 cities in this area. So minayin le'yair shelo hayalo l'skuv. The skuv didn't have these 23 cities. Where in the world did Yair get this from? El Malami teaches us Shenasa Skuv Isha. Umesa Bechaye Maurisha. So Skuv had a wife. The wife died, and she had relatives who, of course, were still alive. And then Mesa, then her Yorishim, her Maurishin died. So Mesa Maurisha, her Maurishin, her father, let's say, died. The Yarsha Yair. So Yair was Yorish, his grandfather, but the husband was not. So let's get, so again, they had Skuv and the wife were married. And Yair was the son. Let's call Avram the grandfather. So the wife slash mother, she died. So now she dies, and then after she dies, Avram the grandfather, that her father died. So we don't say that Skuv, the son-in-law slash husband, gets it. It jumps down to the grandson, Yair gets it. Why doesn't the husband get it? Isn't there Yushas Abal? Because since his wife never was Yoreshus, she died first, it never goes to the husband. It jumps down to the grandson because it only gets Muchsa. What? He's only Roy for it.
No, but I think
he wasn't even Roy. What was he Roy for it? She was right.
She would have gotten Yerusha Baal.
The vow was never right.
Yerusha Baal, if she was alive, she got it, and then she died, the husband would have gotten it.
But there was never Shas over here that she was.
That's the point. So it's, since it was only Ra'i, not Muchsak, the husband doesn't get it, the grandson.
If it will be Muchsak, the Baal is the first heir.
Right. Exactly. Right. So since it was only Ra'i, she died before her own father died, right. So it goes to the grandson, because the grandson also is a Yorish of a grandfather. That's the case here. So Gemara now says Omer. Another pasuk that proves this point is Ve'elazar ben Aaron meis v'ikberu. So we need the rest of the pasuk here. It says v'ikberu also begivas Pinchas beno. So Elazar was actually buried in the property owned by Pinchas, his own son, the grandson. Aaron's grandson had this. So what's going on here? Minayin lePinchas shelo haya lo leElazar. How did Pinchas get a property that his own father Elazar didn't get? How did that come about? Milamed. Milamed. Shanasa Elazar Isha Umesa. Must be Bechaya Morisha. Elazar had a wife. Now the wife died. And then Mesa Morisha. Then the wife's father died, let's say. And Vyarsha Pinchas. So the son in law, Elazar, didn't get it because his wife was dead now. He lost his any connection to his own father in law. So then it jumped down to Pinchas, the grandson. So that's how we see that it circumvents, if it's only Roy, it circumvents Yerusha Sabal and goes to the next one in line. So the Gemara asks, why is there a need for two psukim here? Teaches two the same halacha and two different psukim? Because it says, V'chi tema Yair davin nasiv itzisa umesa. Maybe Yair didn't get it from the grandfather, the first pasuk. Maybe Yair got it from a wife. He married a woman. The Yair said she died, and he got this property, the 23 cities, from his wife. Nothing to do with the grandfather. Nothing to do with the halacha, with his own father. So if you think that's the case, tam malomer ve'elazar ben Aaron meis. So Elazar, the son of Aaron, died. And this also, we can't teach the same halacha in two different psukim. So the second pasuk is telling us it's not getting that Pinchas got it from his wife, because that halacha we know already. It must be that Pinchas got it from his grandfather. And to teach us that Hasevas Abal doesn't work, Roy Kibbe Mukhsa. The Chitema, something similar to what Dr. Simai suggested, maybe Pinchas bought it. Or the Chitema, Nafalei Bistea Haramim. That we know the halacha Stei Haramim, the person makes a property Cherem. And he redeems it, so I'm not getting involved in these halachas. It's Maseches Erechin talks about it. Actually, this week's Parsha as well talks about it. Bahar. But still, maybe got it from a part of collecting on Haramim. He got it as well and didn't get it from the grandfather. So Gemara says, can't say that because Amar Kra, Bino Nachla, Haruy Lov Yarsha Bino. The Pasuk says Bino, that Begivas Pinchas Bino. Why we know Pinchas is his son. Why is it stressing Bino? To tell us he got it because he was Bino. He received it because he was a Yorish. Nothing to do with acquiring it or getting it through Stei Haramim. He got it because of Yerusha that teaches the Halacha that, again, the husband's only Yorish his wife if it's Muchsak, but not if it's only Roy. That's the Halacha we learn from here. Okay, we're good? Varnal says, last line of the Amud here, it says, Bnei Achos. Bnei Achos is referring to the nephew. So the nephew is, so if again the uncle dies, so then it goes down to his sister's sons. That's the connection here. The sister's son, Bnei Achos. So the Gemara asks, Tana Bnei Achos, lo Bnos Achos. So only the nephews could be Yorish the uncle, but a niece can't. So again, the uncle dies, the uncle's sister's dead. So it goes down to the sons, the nephews, but not to the daughters, the nieces. Lamai. So with regards to what halacha are we limiting the? Why are we kicking the daughters out of here, the nieces out of here? So Amar Rav Sheshes, Likadeim, it's not referring to, of course the daughters could get as well. We're talking about it in terms of the order, the hierarchy that's going on. The nephews get first. If there are no nephews, so then the nieces are the next one in line. But not to say that the nieces can never be Yoreshes at their uncle. It just means that they're second in line after the nephews. Tana Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak. He brought up Raisa, which actually supports this idea. And the Raisa says, V'yarish makish irusha shnia lirusha rishona. So the Pasuk talks about here, I'm going to read the Pasuk inside again, we should be familiar with this as well. V'im ein achim la'aviv, there are no brothers to the father, v'nisatim es nachalasa l'sheira akar v'ilav v'mishpach. So you give it to the next closest relative, V'yarish osa. And that next closest relative is going to be Yorish, the person who died. So the Rashbam points out here, Yarsha, so who's next in line? That's referring to a second level. There's a first tier of Yorshin, and then there's second tier of Yorshin here. So the first tier of Yorshin are like a son, a father, a sibling, but then there's a second tier, which is more of a niece and a nephew. So Yarsha, so is referring to that second tier of Yorshin. So it says, we have a connection of, says the Gemara now, The Yarash Makish Yerusha Shnia again, the Yerusha Rishona. We're connecting the second tier of Yerushim to the first tier of Yerushim. Ma Yerusha Rishona Ben Kadam Levas, the son comes before the daughters. So to Af, Yerusha Shnia, the second tier, which again is the case of the nephews and nieces, it's considered a second tier. The Ben is Kodem Lebas. So that's in the first Braisa, which supports this idea of Refreshation. That not to say that nieces are knocked out entirely from Yerusha, it just means that they are second in line. The Gemara now tells us, Tani Rabba Bar Chanina, Kamei de Rav Nachman. The pasuk says, Vayah Vayom Hanchilu Es Banav. It will be on that day, Bayom, they're going to be Manchil, they're going to be Morish to their children. So Gemara is Medaik, Bayom Atamapil Nachalos, Vietamapil Nachalos Balaila. Dafka Bayom. During the daytime, you're supposed to give out Nachalos, that's when you divide the Yerusha, but not at nighttime. Nighttime, you don't divide the properties up. So Gemara says, wait a second, I'm Amr Le Abaye. El Miat, if that's the case, the Shacha Biyamama, who Diarse Le Banea, if the father dies in daytime, so that's when the Yerusha, the sons get to be Yerusha. But Man the Shacha Belaila, Lo Yarsi Le Banea? So, but if the father dies Belaila, nighttime, that means there won't be Yerusha? That doesn't make any sense at all. So the Gemara says, Dilma Din Nachalos Kamris. It's not referring to when the father dies, it's referring to when you make that decision of how to divide the property. Look at Rashbam, it's four medium wide lines down in the Rashbam. He says, Dilma Din Nachalos Kamris. Shein Donidoso El Bayom Kishar Dinamamis. You only sit down in a bezin to discuss how the property is being divided during the daytime. But of course, no matter when the father dies, it's going to be Yerusha, but the decision-making is done during the daytime. Dichsibhu, it says in Yirmiyah, Beis David Dino Levaker Mishpat, and I guess it's referring to a case of a mace, maybe, Deha Kol Shar Nachlos Nami Mikre Mishpat. All other Nachlos are also called Mishpat. So, Kidetanya, as we'll see in the Braisa, Dichsibhu, Beparshas Nachlos, Hayasol Avneisa Luchukas Mishpat. We refer to Nachlos as Mishpat, a type of Din Torah. Midikarile Mishpat, from the fact that it's called a Mishpat, says Rashbam, Shma Amina, we learn, Kol Shar Nachlos Nami Bayom. That means the Lach is, the Pasuk tells us, the Gemara Sanhedrin quotes the Pasuk, that you can only have a Din Torah Bayom. We have a few places like that. Din Torah could be Bayom. We also have that Mara Negaim, the Pasuk says Bayom also, a Kiyom, Kirosa Bayom, I think. So also looking at Maga Negatras only Bayom. The Gemara says Sota as well. There's a connection of Sota to being some level of a Din Torah as well, also Bayom. So a Din Torah can only take place Bayom. So we're saying Bayom. Of course, no matter when the father dies, it's going to be Yerusha. We're talking about discussing the case. So now look at the finish the Rashbam. He asks an interesting question here. V'mishum dechsev v'shaftu es am b'chol eis. All the time. Bein Bayom, bein Malayla. Ha Kimna Rava B'Sanhedrin, that's going to be our next Masechta, Perk Echad Din Imamunas, Daf Lama Dalad, Ligmar Din. Ligmar Din can be completed whenever Bechole Saval, Tchilas Din, Bayom, the beginning of the process must be during the daytime, Dilahachi Ksiv Bayom and Chil. Dafka Bayom, you have the discussion, but again, the Shas Misa doesn't make a difference to us. The Gemara now quotes a Braisa, the Tanya. The Braisa tells us, Vayisol Vnei Yisol L'chukas Mishpat. So he said, the Chukas Mishpat, the whole story of Nachalos, this is in the context of Nachalos. This is the end of the pasuk when it says, V'im ein nachim la'aviv, v'nusatim es Nachalos v'chulei. The end says, L'chukas Mishpat kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. This is a Mishpat. So the pasuk says, the Braisa says, Ora ka parsha kula lios din. This pasuk saying, the whole discussion of Nachalos is all considered a Mishpat, to tell us what. U'kudirav Yehuda, damar Yehuda. So fascinating halacha. Shlosha shenichnasu levaker sachola. Three people go ahead and visit a chola, and now the chola is about to die. So ratzu lekosvan, ratzu osundim. You have three people. They could, if they want, they could testify. We heard that this Reuven decided he wants to give this property to that guy, this property to that son. So they could write it down as edim. You could either be edim or dayanim. So either again ratzu kosvan, they could write it down and serve as edim. Or they could be Dayanim and they could judge that very case and say, we are a Bezdinir, we're making a decision now that you said the following. So a few things have to be clarified before you go ahead. Number one is, Ratu Kosun, if they want to serve as Edim, they write down the testimony. What's the problem with that? The Gemara says in a few places, mi piem velo mi piksavam. They can only testify with words. You can't hand in a document, this is my testimony. It doesn't work, mi piksavam. So what in the world are they doing writing down their testimony here in Ratu Kosun? So what they explain is that they're writing it down just to remember what they had said, just notes. And when they go to Bezdin, they say, okay, what we said, it was looking at their notes, we heard Reuven testify the following. He said, so-and-so gets this property, so-and-so gets this property. But now that they're handing in it as a testimony, it's just there to remind them as some notations of what was said. So again, either they could be Kosvin serving as Edim, or they could serve as Dayanim. Now, Rashi goes on to a whole discussion here. Well, don't you need Edim first to testify what Reuven said? So you and I, the three of us are here watching this mace, the guy about to die. So no, that's the other point. But before even that question, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, if we're able to hear testimony of what Reuven did, so lo yishte shmiya galdo maria. If we actually observed him saying it, why? If the second step removed, aid him to us work, so certainly directly speaking to the guy,
so
that's also good enough. That we are a Beis Din now.
If he comes to Beis Din and says, I want A, B, and C,
right. Works. So, exactly. So Beis Din, we came to him,
so
and we're a Beis Din.
Why would he have to be an aid? They
have
to be a Beis Din and
Dayan,
that's it.
They decided they want to be. Whatever decision.
No, I was saying, we're here.
They can be.
Exactly,
no reason to be, but they can. They make a decision. We don't want to be involved with the Dayanus. We want to be involved in the Aedus, so they can. But they can serve as the Dayanim without having any Aedus there. We could say, he admitted he's giving so-and-so this property, so the three of us are going to serve as Dayanim. But then the Gemara says, that's all if Shlosha Levakir as a Cholov. Three people come, you have the option, Rata Kosrin, Rata Osin, Din, because you have three people serving as a Bezdin. But let's say Shnayim, let's say two people come in, so then only Kosrin, Vein, Osin, Din. You can't have a Bezdin of two. There's only one person who holds a Bezdin of two works. Who is that? Anyone know?
Just
who's the one person, the one Amora who holds that Bezdin of two actually works? A little allusion to Sanhedrin. Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shnayim Shadanu Din. However, it's called the Bezdin, what's the line he says? Chutzpah, something like it, some line. Chutzpah. Bezdin Chutzpah, he calls it. So it works, Shnayim Shadanu Dineim Din, but Nikre Bezdin Chutzpah or something.
Even if it's not Mammonus.
Even if it's what?
If it's not Mammonus.
Even if it's not, well, this is Mammonus, only in Mammonus.
But Mammonus, we hold even that Ibaki, right? One Baki is good.
That's a Mumcha, one Mumcha.
Yeah,
Yachin. But we're talking Shnayim Hedyotos. He holds.
So Shmuel holds Shnayim Ediotos.
Yeah, Shnayim Ediotos is worth.
Everybody agrees?
Everyone agrees, yeah. Everyone agrees that works. That's the first parable. We'll see, that's the first few daf of Sanhedrin. I'm getting excited for the next Masechta, if you can't tell. So, again, so two people walk in, they can't serve as a Beis Din, so Osen Din is an option. The only option they have is to write down, to jot down some notes, and to go give Edus in front of three other Edom. So, again, what's relevant? We haven't connected yet to the Lachas of Beyom and Chilu yet. So Gemara says, last line of the Amud, we'll go over the to go into Kufyudal and a few lines down there. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista Lo Shana El Bayom. This whole discussion is only relevant during the daytime. Aval Velayla, if they walk in at nighttime, Afilu Shlosha, even if it's three people, three of us walk in Belayla, we only have the option of Kosvin Vein Osendin. We cannot make a Bezdin here. Why not? My time. Because the Havalu Edim, Vein E Nasadayim, what you had said. So what's going on here? If we walk Belayla, we don't have that option of being Dayanim, because we can't have a Bezdin Belayla. So as we walk in as three, all we can do is be Aedis right now. Once you have the shame of Aedis on it, an Aed, Ein Aed Nasadayin. Once we became Aedim, you can't change into Dayanim.
Why do you have to bring that? Just say you can't be Dayan at night. You can't be Dan at night.
No, I'll judge in the morning. Why not? I'll wait for you. But once I become an Aed, I'm by definition, I observed what he said. I'm an Aed. I don't have that option anymore. I'm stuck. So Ein Aed Nasadayin. It's a whole large discussion, of course. So the Rashbam just quotes here. Look at the Rashbam. It's very much lagging here, but halfway down the wide lines on Kuf Yudalad. It's Ein A Nasadayan. He says, Hameid al Hadavar, a person who testifies about a certain object, a certain matter, Ein Nasa O Dayan Beos Hadavar. He can no longer be a Dayan on that particular discussion. Vigam also, Imra Es Hadavar Venasa Eid, Ein Nasa Alav O Dayan Beedis Atzmo, Elam Kain Meid Nachem Befanov. Fine. Venir Beina, this is the key line. The Rashbam's Chiddushir. Gzeras HaKosifu. He thinks there's a pasuk that supports this. Dichsiv v'omdu shnei anashim v'chulei be'edim HaKosif medaber lifnei Hashem haynu lifnei dayanim. That the edim testify in front of the dayanim. So Ashmu'inan, we learn from here, says the Rashbam's Chiddush, kradit tzarech lahoyt shnayim lifnei dayanim. Aval ha'edim themselves, edim chozim v'yoshim bedanim. Once you're shnayim anashim, once you're two people standing as edis, you can never ever be a dayan on that particular davar. That's the Chiddush of the Rashbam. It's a gzeras HaKosif. All right, so at the end of the day, just one last line here in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Lei, Ein HaChanami, Kamina. So it seemed that they just agreed to this point, that this braisa supports the idea that b'yom hanchilu, that the discussion of nachalos is a bayom, it's a mishpat, only takes place bayom, but cannot take place b'layla. Yeah. We'll stop here. We have a wonderful day.